And I'm going to let our first prayer lead go forth, Minister DeAndra. You ready?
Good morning. Praise the Lord, everybody. out there with me this morning. I'm grateful to God this morning for another day amongst the living. God is good, and he's greatly to be praised. My scripture this morning is 1 Samuel 12:23. It says, "Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great things he has done for you." But, amen. So that is, am I on? Okay, I wanted to make sure my phone said on hold. Thank you, Lord. So let us pray. Father God, it is in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that we come before you, thanking you, Lord God, that we will not forget to pray. We will not forget to give your name the glory. We will not forget to say how great of a God you are. We thank you, hallelujah, God, for just being our Savior. God, we come before you this morning with great expectation. We come before you this morning knowing, my God, that you are our all in all, that we live, we move, we have our being in you, O God. We thank you, Lord God, that we won't cease to pray to you, O God, in the middle of our situations, in the middle of our circumstances, in the middle of everything that's going on in these United States of America, God, we will not forget to pray. We will not forget to give you thanks. We will not forget to raise our hands in adoration unto you. We glorify your name this morning. And even in the scripture, oh God, this is when the children of Israel had come up out of the wilderness, and Samuel was on his way to his deathbed. Let me thank you, Lord. He was on his way to die, oh God. But he was telling them they had just chosen a king. And instead of them allowing the Lord to be their guide, light, they wanted a king. They wanted to be like everybody else, oh God. But we thank you, hallelujah, that you made us a peculiar people. My God, you set us apart. You sanctified us, and you called us your own. And so we thank you, oh God. We won't forget what you did for us, oh God. We won't forget, my God, how you brought us out of the muck and the miry clay, how you placed our feet on a rock to stay. We won't forget, my God, how you turned our children's lives around. We won't forget, oh God, how you stepped in the middle of it all, how you paid our bills, how you just showed us your loving kindness in everything that you did, everything that you do. So we say thank you. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God. We thank you for the prayer leads on this line this morning. We thank you for the ones that have been going forth all week. We thank you for each and every mother and senior on this line this morning, and that is connected to this prayer service, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus that you will continue to bless and keep just as you always have. We thank you for having your hand upon us, my God, for keeping us in the straight and narrow, oh God. We thank you for Holy Spirit that continues to lead and guide us to all truth. He allows us, my God, not to dash our foot against a stone because you gave angels charge over us, oh God. Hallelujah, my God, to your name, oh God, because we will not forget what great and mighty things you have done for us. You are and will continue to do great and mighty things in our lives. And so we just say thank you. We come humbly before you just to say thank you, God. Thank you for always stepping in. Thank you for always being there. Thank you for being an advocate with the Father, my God. Thank you for standing on the right hand of the Father, making intercessions for us. Thank you, oh God, for your blood. Thank you, oh God, for your loving kindness. Thank you, oh God, that you continue, my God, just to hold us when we need you, my God. You continue, my God, to get in trouble with us, my God, to show us our way out. We thank you on this morning. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you for healing. We thank you that you healed us, my God, that you took away every sickness, my God, with the stripes that you took with those of us that's been in sin. sickness, those of us that needed a healing, my God, and we cried out on your name, God. You healed us. You delivered us. And you set us free, oh God. And we thank you for that word. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. So we thank you for freedom this morning. We just thank you, oh God. I feel a warmth, my God, on the line this morning because we're so grateful, oh God, for all that you are doing, all that you have done. And we will not fail to remember to thank you, to say hallelujah, to say how you made a way, my God, to say how you kept us in the middle of it all, my God. We thank you, Lord God, for being God. And we lift up holy hands before you. We honor you, Lord God, with the fruits of our lips this morning. And we say hallelujah in unison. We thank you for corporate prayer. We thank you for prayers that are going out to the nations, oh God. We thank you for Bishop and Pastor Clark this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping them, for keeping their minds, for keeping their spirits, for lifting them up, my God, for telling them that they can when they thought that they couldn't, oh God. Thank you for being their encourager as they continue to encourage us. Love on them today, oh God. As Bishop continues to break down that word to us, as he continues to tell us how we can have all things, my God, because you said that we can have all things. And so we thank you, oh God, for our teaching, for him loving us enough to share it with us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for putting it down in them. And we thank you, oh God, how you're pulling it out of them. He's showing us how we can live this life and have life and have it more abundantly through you. So we bless you and we thank you, oh God, for our leaders this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. We just thank you. Continue, oh God, to protect them. Continue, oh God, to heal them, oh God. Continue, oh God, to place them in the path that they need to be in to receive the manifold blessings that you have for them. We thank you this morning for all that you are and all that you have done. It's a song to say, I thank you for all that you are, for giving us courage to stand. And when I was weak, you held my hand to tell me that I really can. I thank you for all that you are. I would not have made it this far, but I want to take the time to say that I really love you. And so we bless you, Lord, and we love you on this morning. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. 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 We do pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to turn it back over to you, Pastor Lenora. Great to hear your voice on the line this morning. We love you, woman
Amen.
Of God.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you for that prayer, powerful prayer. We praise God for you this morning. Thank you for leading us in prayer. Thank you for your time. We give God praise and honor for all of our prayer leads. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. He who the Son has set free is free indeed. Hallelujah. We praise God for that. I'm not going to hold you long. I do want you all to go to our website, ekcministries.org, and put in your prayer request. If you have a special prayer request that you want us to agree with you about, go to ekcministries.org, put it in, and we will add you to our prayer list. We will pray for you. Hallelujah. Every day we have different people going forth, and so we add our prayer list with that. And each person prays differently, but they pray for our prayer list. So make sure you do that, and we'll touch and agree with you. All right, this is our next prayer lead. Mother Clark, are you here?
Yes, I am. Do you hear me?
We hear you. You're fine. You can go forth at this time.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. And thank God that Pastor Lenore is with us. It's a pleasure to hear your voice. It's a pleasure to be on the prayer line this morning, and I thank God for that. And we all should be grateful because we woke up this morning. Everybody didn't make the wake-up call, but we did. And we're up, woke, and ready to praise you. We're ready to thank you for yet another day. We thank you for our leaders, Bishop Clark and Pastor Lenora Clark. We thank you, Father, for your mercy and for your grace. And we just praise your holy name for being allowing us to be in your presence. My scripture this morning is Numbers 21 and 7, and I'm reading from the King James Version. Therefore, the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us." And Moses prayed for the people. You know, the scriptures are walking us through when Israel was going through the wilderness. And although God had delivered them and given them so many things, when times got rough, they murmured against the Lord. And the fact of the matter is, there is no telling when times may get rough for us, but we need to remember. We need to remember where God has brought us from. We need to remember that God is merciful, and we need to remember that God has always given us a leader, someone to take us through the rough times, someone to guide us. And we notice that in this text it says, the people say, "Lord, we've sinned against you and against Moses." It's impossible to sin or complain against the man of God that God has placed there to guide you and not sin against God at the same time. And so they had to go to Moses and ask him to pray for them that they could be forgiven. And sometimes we don't think about the things that happened in the Old Testament. We feel like we would never do anything like that, and yet we do. I know that the word says that believe the prophet and receive the prophet's reward. And God has given us a man of God that is also a prophet. And we receive the message that he's given us to learn to invest. It may not be easy to make a change. It never is. But we can do it because we trust the word that comes from the man of God's mouth. What is a prophet's reward? What's in his mouth? That's the reward that you receive when you believe the word. And be very, very careful that you don't talk against the word, because you may stop someone else from receiving their blessing, and you also have sinned against God. I praise God for the Old Testament because it shows the character of God and the way he moves and the way he works, and that hasn't changed. That's why the scripture says God never changes. That hasn't changed. We have mercy and grace, but there still are perimeters and guidelines that we have to follow in order to be in the will of God. And I thank him for that. And he's taught us these guidelines. And when we move from following them, we put ourselves in trouble. And it don't hurt to ask the God, the man that God has placed over us, for prayer. Well, we thank God for everyone on the prayer list. We thank God for all of those that are elderly and can't do the things that they used to do. We thank God for those that are sick and are able yet to hear the word of God. And we thank God for every prayer lead, for every host, for everyone that's come on to make this possible. Now let us pray. Father God, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you have left us a copy of your word. We thank you that we can read your word, and where we don't get understanding, we can ask you, or we can get several different versions that will explain the word of God to us in our hearts, and that we have a man of God that walks us through the explanation of the word of God. And we thank you for that. We thank you, Father, for your merciful kindness. We thank you, Father, for how you have chosen us to receive the message of the future. Everyone is not chosen. There are a lot of people that are being called to this point of investing, but we've been chosen to receive teaching that will guide us, that will cause us to be thirsty to learn about it, that would cause us to be thirsty to have more knowledge, that would cause us to be thirsty for more wisdom about it. And we pray, Father, that you would continue to feed us, Father, with a desire to know, a desire to learn, a desire to sit at the feet of our leader and to be aggressive, Father, and to use the vehicles that you've given us, Father, to search out a word, to see if it be true. We thank you for giving us the internet and the ability, Father, to search a thing out for ourselves until it feels comfortable in our hearts, as long as we haven't put up blocks, Father, that would prevent the word of God from helping us. We bless you for this season. We thank you for this season, Father. We thank you, Father, because even as the seasons change, you're able to give us an insight on what to do. There are times when we don't know what to do, and you're giving us direction on what to do for our future, what to do for the church, what to do for our children, what to do to make sure that we're comfortable. In every situation, Father, there are a group of people that are not affected as badly as others. And you've chosen us to give us the wisdom to cause us, Father, not to be affected for anything that may come in the future that could hinder us from doing the work of God. We praise you for that. We feel like we've been chosen. We feel like we've been blessed, Father. And we thank you for raining down upon us knowledge and understanding. We thank you, Father, that you've caused us to be alive in an age where if we don't understand, we can seek it out. And we thank you for giving us a desire to seek more knowledge, for giving us a desire to have more understanding. We bless you and thank you for our leaders. And, Father, we pray that our leaders don't feel alone. We pray that our leadership does not feel like they're pushing and stabbing through something that they're alone with. We need to give our support. Father, we understand that you've caused us to be your hands. You caused us to be your feet. And, Father, we want to be your hands and to give according to how you've blessed us. And you've blessed us, Father. And there's no limit too low or too high where we can't bless you back. We thank you for our man of God being willing to stand in the gap, being willing to go forth and to receive the word that you've given us for given him for us, Lord. We thank you for that, Father. We thank you, Father, because you know all things. You can see in front of us. You can see behind us. You know what happened in our past. You know the things that have hindered us in our past. You hear all of our prayers, how we all pray for increase. Give us increase. We say it over and over again. And so we want to be wise enough that when God has sent us a way to have increase, that we receive it. Give us patience, Father, that we're willing to wait. Change our appetite where we've been a people that wanted things immediately, right away. Give us now, Father, change us. Mold us and shape us into the people that will be a people for the future. We ask for you to come into our lives, into our hearts. First of all, Father, cleanse our hearts. Give us the right attitude. Give us a hunger and a thirst for your word. Give us a hunger and a thirst for the knowledge that you've given us, Father. Give us direction, Father. Give us a boldness to be able to step away from things that we've done year after year after year. Oh, Father, we thank you. Father, we praise you. Father, we bless your holy name. Father, we thank you for giving us the ability, Father, to discern when you are in the making of something and to know, Father, when it's your guidance. And we count ourselves blessed to be able to discern and to move towards a future, Father. You've done it before, and we believe you're doing it for us now. You've done it in the lives of biblical characters, and we believe you've given us the same wisdom. You told Joseph, Father, how to store up, Father, for the future, and it blessed the world. You've given it to us as a people of God. Teach us, Father, how to learn about investing. Teach us, Father, how not only to learn, but how to be willing to do. And, Father, we realize that everybody won't come, but those that don't want to come, teach them how to be silent so that they don't sin against you, Lord. We praise you, Father, for blessing us. We praise you for keeping us. We praise you for putting your word in our heart. We praise you for shining a light at our footsteps. We praise you for your direction. We praise you, Father, for how you blessed each and every one on the sound of this prayer call. Thank you for blessing our children, our future generations, for those of us that come together every day, Father, to bind together and to know that you are present with us throughout the day. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for keeping our leaders. Thank you, Father, for giving us a mind to worship, to adore you, and to bless your holy name. Father, we commend this day unto your hands, and at this time, I turn it back over into the hands of our host. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Clark. Thank you so much. The Lord is so good. Y'all blessing me this morning. Y'all blessing me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, I'm feeling better. Thank you. I did hear your prayers. Thank you for everybody that prayed for me. I'm much, much better, giving God glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. The strength of God is coming back, and we give God praise. Thank you, Jesus. All right, Sister Gail, before you go forth, I do want to ask you, if you have to leave, make sure you go to our website, EKC Ministries. Leave a gift. Leave a love gift so we can reach more people. Hallelujah. Make sure you do that. Again, that's ekcministries.org. Go to there and make sure you leave a gift. And then you can also go on our Cash App, which is $BishopEricClark. You can leave a gift there. But the gifts that you leave make us be able to reach more people. And I know that sounds crazy, make us be able. But we are able to reach more people from your love gifts and from your consistent giving. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, Sister Gail, it's your turn. Let's go forth and give God glory. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. Can you hear me okay this week, Pastor LaDawn?
Yes, we can. Yeah, we can.
Okay, praise God, praise God. So good morning, everybody, and God bless each and every one of you. And as I always like to do, I really thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for the prayers that have gone up this morning. I just pray God's blessings over you all, because I feel like I kind of cheat, you know. I get released from the prayers that go before me. So I truly, truly, truly thank God for each of you. And, of course, we thank God for Pastor Lenore, our host. Amen. Thank God. We thank God for new mercies this morning. Amen. New mercies. We need it, Lord. We need your mercies every morning, your everlasting mercies. Hallelujah. So our next focus is going to be from Ephesians 6:18. And I'm just calling this topic Praying All Kinds of Prayers. Amen. So it reads in the New International Version, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Amen. Praying all kinds of prayers. Praise God. So, Father, we humble ourselves this morning because we know from your word that no matter how anointed, how skilled or gifted we may be, or even how bold and courageous we are, we simply cannot maintain a victorious position in life without prayer. We put on the whole armor because we believe all that Jesus has done, and we live it out in our daily lives. We live in the power of everything you've done in every area of our lives, especially when we're in the midst of problems and challenges. And even though we know that our prayer is not a piece of the spiritual armor, we do know that it is what we need to win our spiritual battles. And we thank you, Lord, that through prayer we are connected to your power. And that is what we need to defeat our spiritual enemies. So, Father, we want to pray with the mind of the Spirit of God as we pray in the Spirit. As we submit ourselves to you, we ask for your kingdom to come and your will to be done in our lives, in our churches, in our ministry, and in our nation. With so many people losing their jobs within the past month, we ask you, Lord, to move in a mighty way to meet the needs of the people who don't know where they will live in the coming months, and for some, in the coming weeks. And as people are clamoring for basic needs in the near future, we ask that as needs are met, that the lost will see that it is your provision sustaining them, and that many will come to Christ during this time of mass confusion. Father, we ask you to cause this to be a time for the church to step to the forefront and meet the people's natural needs, as well as we tell them about the God who cares for them. We pray for laborers, for the harvest is great before us. Hallelujah, God. We're praying all kinds of prayers. Help us, Holy Spirit, to stay alert. While we may not be literally praying every waking second, there is never a good time to set prayer aside. Help us to keep a constant, persistent heart of prayer and intercession. No request is too big or too small. And Lord, as the Apostle Paul highlights the importance of praying for the needs of other believers, we do pray for all of your children who are associated with this ministry here in America and in other nations. Hallelujah. We praise your name. And Lord, we pray that as the spiritual atmosphere is changing in America, Lord, there's a shift going on, that the people of God will be vigilant and alert. We pray for Christians to daily ask for wisdom for what lies ahead. We pray a covering over our families, over Bishop Clark and Pastor Lenora and this ministry, as well as other church families represented among us. I lift up Graceway Church here in Kansas City, Missouri, and I ask you to bless, pardon me, to bless Pastor Tim Dunn and the pastoral staff at Graceway and their families, as well as all of the people entrusted in their care, those who here in Kansas City and ministries around the world that Graceway supports. We pray for unity among the people of God. We pray against a spirit of chaos and confusion that has been released in our midst on a major level. And Lord, you are not the author of confusion, so we come against these evil spirits in the name of the Lord, and we pray for the kingdom of God to be advanced. We pray about what's going on in our government, and we know that nothing takes you by surprise. We pray that you will not allow corruption to overtake this country, but that you will bring divine intervention in your perfect timing. You said, woe to those who legislate evil, and evil against the poor in America is being suggested through legislative proposals circulating in our Congress, while orders meant to hurt the poor and enrich those who are already rich, richer than rich, are being directed straight from our Oval Office. Help us, Lord. Help us. We need you, God. America needs you. We cry out to you, Father. We pray over our government. We pray over our White House, over our Congress. Hallelujah. We pray over the court systems and the Supreme Court to bow to the moving of God in high places. We pray that those who have been sent to represent us will not forget the people, all of the people. We ask for a strong conviction to come upon our government leaders on all levels. Let the people of God rise up in this hour and seize the moment. Help us to understand our times and what we ought to do in this hour, even as the children of Issachar did in their times. We pray for what is going on this prayer line, that it will catch on fire all over this nation. And Father, cause your people to rise to our knees and pray on one accord. We want to pray all kinds of prayers, even as your word has directed us. Lord, we thank you for the power that is with this prayer team, because power is multiplied when we pray as a group in one accord. And Lord, we will remember in our personal prayer time to allow the Holy Spirit to use us however he wants to. Sometimes we need to be silent in our prayers. Help us to be sensitive to the Spirit's leading. Other times, we may want to shout and cry out to you while we pray. Grant your people a freedom to express what the Holy Spirit wants to express. Sometimes we need to kneel, while other times we may be led to get up and walk around and pray. And sometimes we need to let the groans come forth, because we do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. Help us to pray, God, constantly, fervently, on all occasions. We need your help, Holy Spirit, to pray the prayer of faith, because the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Help us, Lord, to just pray all kinds of prayers. And God, we want to pray the prayer of agreement, because if two of us on earth agree about anything we ask for, it will be done for us by the Father in heaven. We want to pray effectual, fervent prayers, God, because this verse, it motivates us to cry out to you, because you use our prayers to change the world. And God, we want to pray the prayer of blessing and adoration. We want to always declare in prayer what your word tells us about how to bless and adore you, as in Revelation 4, 9 through 11. Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, who live forever and ever. The 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created." That's our prayer today, God, the prayer of blessing and adoration. And Lord, we don't want to be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, we want to let our requests be made known to you. And we know that the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen, amen. And Father, as we close, we know that without prayer, we can be sure of absolute and total defeat. However, we know that as we develop a lifestyle of prayer, taking advantage of every form of prayer, all kinds of prayer available to us, we will find that victory is ours in the midst of every challenge. There is no wrong way to pray. Hallelujah. So we just want to lose that way of thinking. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this ministry, God. Thank you for raising up Pastor Lenora, God. Hallelujah. You are her Jehovah Rapha, God. You are the God that heals today, and we thank you for it, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God is so good. Hallelujah. We're praying this morning. We're having church. Glory to God. Praise God. We thank you. We thank you for your prayer. Again, I do want to invite you all to join us this morning at 9 o'clock for our daily bread. Make sure if you can't be a part of it, that you at least go back and get it. And that goes with the prayer as well. If you miss the prayer every morning or whenever you miss the prayer, you can always go back and get it on our website, ekcministries.org. And also, make sure you leave a gift. You can do that on ekcministries.org. And also, you can leave one on our Cash App, which is Bishop Eric Clark. Let me start that over. $ Bishop Eric Clark. On our Cash App. And so if you miss anything, you can always, ministry is always available to you. Okay? All right, it's my turn to pray. And today it said, want me to pray for whatever's on my heart. I'm going to pray for all those people that are depressed, those people that are heads down, those people that just need a push and encouragement. In Isaiah 41:10, it says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Hallelujah. He will strengthen us. He will help us. He will uphold us with his right hand. We praise God for his strength, his shield, just being there to comfort us. We praise God for him. And then in Deuteronomy 31:8, it says, "The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then in Psalms 3, and verses 3 through 4, "But thou, O Lord, art the shield for me, my glory and the lifter of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill." Selah. We praise God that he hears our prayers. Hallelujah. He lifts our head. He's our strength. He's our banner. He's there for us. And then it says in Philippians, "Finally, my brother, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just or pure, think on these things." Hallelujah. "Whatsoever things are of good report,
think on these things. Whatsoever, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. So if you change your mind and think on the good that God has done for you, hallelujah, think of how he has been there for you. Think of how he has opened doors and closed doors, how he has opened the windows of heaven for you. God is always there. And hopefully, hallelujah, these scriptures help you lift your head because he is the glory and the lifter of our head. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you for another day that you've kept us. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that you have not given us the spirit of depression, God. God, we come against it now in the name of Jesus Christ. All those bowed down heads, all those low spirits, God. God, we lift them up in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you that you're our strength, God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that you're right there. You hear and you answer prayer. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for taking our prayers, God, hallelujah, and moving on our behalf. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that your spirit and your anointing, God, is right there with us, wrapping your arms around us, comforting us, God, lifting our head, God, lifting our spirits. We thank you, Jesus, for strength through these trying times, God, whatever situation that we're going through, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, that you're right there. You'll never leave us or forsake us, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, that you're going to make it the rough places smooth, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Hallelujah, that the depression, God, has got to leave because you're in the room, God. You're in the place, God. You're in our dwelling space, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. God, we thank you and we glorify your name. Hallelujah, because your name is worthy to be praised. Your name is above all names. We thank you, God. Hallelujah, that your spirit and your anointing, God, hallelujah, strengthens us and it feeds us, God. We thank you for your word, God. We thank you and we praise your name. As we read your word, God, we draw strength, God. As we read your word, God, hallelujah, there's life in it, God. God, we thank you and we glorify your name. Jesus, we worship you, God. Jesus, we adore you, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, for all those, hallelujah, that are on our prayer list, God. God, we thank you and we praise you for Brother Bernard. We thank you and we praise you, hallelujah, for Mother Izzy, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, hallelujah, for Mother Peterson, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for Mother Goodman, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, and we praise you for all those that are on our prayer list. We thank you for Rosie, God. We thank you for Bernard and Frank and David and Daniel and Robert and James, God. God, we praise you and we thank you for Manzella and Mercedes and Billy, God. We thank you for Linda and Brenda and Denise, God. God, we thank you for the Jeffries family, God. We thank you for Mother Hattie Wynn. We thank you for Betty Buchanan and Mother Sumlin and Mother Burgess and Mother Clark, God. God, we thank you for Brother John, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for all those that are on our prayer list, God. God, we ask in Jesus' name that you move on their behalf, God. You heal their broken heart, God. You put your arms around them and comfort them, God. God, you heal like only you can, God. Pour in oil and wine, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Hallelujah, for being our sustainer, God, for being our healer, God. God, we thank you and we praise you that we can go to you, God. We can come to you boldly, God, and you hear and you answer our prayer, God. We thank you that we can put our petitions at your feet, God. Hallelujah, and you take them, God. Hallelujah, and you do what you will, God. Let your perfect will be done with it, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, for just this ministry, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, that how we pray every day, God. We thank you for this prayer ministry, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, somebody is drawing strength, God. Somebody is drawing life, God. Hallelujah. Somebody is being healed, God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for how you
meet us on this line every morning, God. God, we thank you, God, for new doors opening, God. We thank you for new jobs, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Hallelujah, for minds being regulated, God. God, we thank you, God, for your saving grace meeting us right here on this line, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, that this is a refuge for somebody, God. God, this is a safe place for somebody, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Hallelujah, that you're meeting us, that you're here, God. Hallelujah, we thank you, hallelujah, for your anointing and your grace, God. God, we thank you for your healing power, God. God, I thank you for your healing power, God. Hallelujah, for everybody that prays for me, God. God, I pray in Jesus' name, God, that you would lift up a standard against the enemy on their behalf in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, I thank you and I praise you, God, for strength and life on this line, God. I thank you and I praise you, God, for your word being on this line, God. God, I thank you and I praise you, God, for your anointing being on this line, God. God, I thank you and I praise you for your presence being on this line, God. Touch hearts, God. Change people, God. Change spirits, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we ask in Jesus' name that you meet us here on this ministry. Meet us here on this line, on a regular, on a daily, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, I call out everybody that's on this line. I call out Gail. I call out LaWanda. I call out Andre. I call out Joyce and Vicky and Onetta. I call out Cynthia and Betty and Pat, God. God, I call out Mother Clark and Tracy and Erica, God. God, I call out Rhonda and Andrea, God. I call out Lauren. I call out Kim and Elaine and Mildred and Angela, God. I call out Minister DeAndre, God. I call out LaShonda and Kelly and LaKeisha, God. God, I call them out in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you that they're meeting us on this line, God. Meet their needs, God. They come to this line for something, God. And God, we pray in Jesus' name that you meet the needs of your people, God, in the name of Jesus, as they come to you, God, as they seek you on a daily basis, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God, that you would move on their behalf, God. Give them favor in the marketplace, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you and we glorify your name, God. Use them for your glory, God. Use them as a vessel for you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Open up their mouths, God, that they may declare the goodness of Jesus Christ, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name the spirit of fear will be gone, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that the glory of the Lord, God, be upon them in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Have your way in their lives. Move by your spirit, God. Let them be a witness for you. In Jesus' name we pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we glorify you. We lift you up, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord,
have your way,
you,
God. Have
you,
your way,
you.
Jesus.
Praise
yes,
your
God.
Name,
in the name
Lord,
of
God.
Jesus Christ, God.
Glory
God,
Lord.
We say strengthen
listen,
us, God. Yes, Lord. Have your way, God. We worship
hallelujah.
You this morning, God. We adore you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You're holy,
hallelujah.
God. You're righteous, God.
Praise
yes,
your holy
God.
Name,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Yes,
wonderful counselor. Mighty God. Everlasting Father.
Hallelujah.
The Prince
Lord.
Of Peace. Hallelujah. Glory
hallelujah.
To God.
Lord.
We
hallelujah.
We come together to give you praise, God. Yes,
yes
Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, yes,
have your way,
Jesus. Yes,
have your
Jesus.
Way, God. Have your
have
way,
your
God.
Way.
Have your way, God.
Your
minister in the homes, God. Minister in the nursing homes, God. Minister on their jobs, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. We summon your presence, God. Yes, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name for our leader of today, Bishop Eric Clark, God. God, we pray for strength, God. We pray for your leading, God. We pray for your words to come out of his mouth, God. God, we pray for the anointing, God, that breaks every yoke, God. We pray, we strengthen our leaders like Aaron and her, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God. Hallelujah, that his spirit is revived, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that the word of God will minister to him, God, in the name
name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, God. Have your way, God. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. Speak to him, God. Use him, God, for your glory. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God. We worship you, Jesus. Yes, God. You're good, God. You're holy, God. You're wonderful, God. You're mighty, God. You're the King of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah. Dude, you're the great I am. Hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. You're King of kings, God.
Yes, God.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Mighty one. The mighty one. The mighty one of Israel. Yes. 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 We worship you, Jesus. Yes, God. We worship you, God. Holy King. Holy King. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my God. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, God.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Yes, God. We wait in your presence, God. We summon your presence, God. Yes, God. Have your way, God. Move by your spirit, God. Yes, minister to your people, God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah. 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 Lift your hands where you are. Just lift your hands. Just wave it in the name of Jesus Christ. If you at home, if you at work, just lift your hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yes, God. We worship you, Jesus.
Holy,
yes, Jesus. Yes, he's worthy. Holy, he's holy. He's righteous. Lord. Mighty. Thank yes, God.
Thank you.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Yes, Lord. Thank you for helping me worship the Lord. He is so worthy. He is so holy. He is so righteous. He is just wonderful, and we bless his name. Again, thank you for joining us this morning. Make sure you go to our website, ekcministries.org. There's a lot of information on there. You can get that. You can go there. You can even leave your gift, your love gift. Make sure you do that. Make sure you're consistent with your giving so we can reach more people through your giving. All right? And then you can also go to our Cash App, which is $BishopEricClark. And you can give that way. But most of all, put in your prayer requests on ekcministries.org. Put your prayer requests in, and we will pray for you. All right, people of God, I'm going to unmute the line again, and you all can say goodbye, your goodbyes. But in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you, Pastor Lenore. Thank you for your prayer.
Oh, yes. God bless you.
Amen.
Pray for everyone. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
I'll meet you all Sunday. We'll meet you all Sunday. Yes, we'll meet you all Sunday online at 10 a.m.
Amen. We love everyone.
Yes. Thank you for praying for us, Pastor, and all the prayer leaders.
All right. You're welcome. Blessings. Amen.
Amen.